Amanda Peart here from the Women in Manufacturing Georgia Chapter's Women's Leadership Excellence Forum. Today, we are elevating women leaders through courage, innovation, and authenticity in action. Thank you. I'm excited to meet you, Donna. I am with Donna Ennis. Donna, you are with Georgia.
I'm with Georgia Tech, but I am under the Enterprise Innovation Institute, Associate Vice President. But one of my major roles is serving as co-director for Georgia Artificial Intelligence in Manufacturing. I'm better known as Georgia AIM.
Mm-hmm. So what does the co-director of manufacturing for Georgia AIM?
Yeah. So Georgia AIM is a statewide program that's focused on the development and deployment of innovation and talent in artificial intelligence for manufacturing. So a lot of words, but essentially what we're doing is identifying AI and innovations that are pertinent to manufacturing and helping to introduce those innovations to manufacturers. But at the same time, we're helping manufacturers deploy what we call smart technologies, okay, which includes AI. We have a statewide coalition of about 40 partners working in all areas, from what I say, from K to gray. We have a large workforce development component, which is the development and deployment of talent.
Mm-hmm.
And workforce is an issue in pretty much every industry. And so we're really focused on growing talent here in Georgia, training, upskilling, working with K through 12 to get them into manufacturing.
That is very exciting because I think that the world or those who are paying attention would agree with you that there is a void in the workforce. Mm-hmm. And within the manufacturing world, that is part of it. Technical
Absolutely.
Component also.
Absolutely.
What are you finding when you're out there amongst the youth trying to get them excited about this world?
Well, I'm finding that they work a lot with technology, but they don't really know technology. And more importantly, they're not introduced to manufacturing. And so, you know, we're here at a Women's Leadership Excellence Forum hosted by Women in Manufacturing. And one of our major goals is to get more young people and young women into STEM and into manufacturing. And I think we were just talking earlier about exposure. The more exposed our youth are to the possibilities of working in an industry where you can actually be paid really well. Use your brain, use your hands, work with robots and cobots and things like that, and actually make things. I think we're finding that there's a gap there that they don't really know about.
How do you work with integrating that into the school systems? Because I'm an 80s baby, mm-hmm. and when I was in elementary school in the 90s, things like this did not exist.
Right.
And programs now, I recently was principal for a day at a middle school, mm-hmm. and they have a podcasting studio. They have a 3D printer.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we get that STEM programming into the education systems? Because that's also a part of bridging the gap, right?
Mm-hmm. So through Georgia AIM, we have a really strong K through 12 component that is led by our Center for the Education and Integration of Math, Science, and Computers at Georgia Tech. It's called Seismic. Seismic's been around for probably 30, 40 years, working with all school systems all across the country to help integrate STEM into the school systems. So we, through Georgia AIM, we help sponsor the, I think it's the annual Inventure Prize, where students come together and compete. We also help sponsor, through Georgia AIM, the robotics competition through our Middle Georgia STEM Academy. And it's just amazing. I went to a competition for my first time back in, I think it was March or May. And I was just in awe at watching, you know, the high school kids, because this was a high school competition.
Mm-hmm.
All women, young ladies, young men, all together, putting robots together to solve a problem and then competing.
Wow.
And so when I talked to the CEO of the competition, she said to one of their mottos is that this is the only sport where you can go pro. Everybody can go pro, and so we've developed kits. You know, we've developed kits that we are teaching the teachers, now we're training the teachers on how to introduce the concepts of manufacturing through, you know, building Legos, things mm-hmm. like that. We have, there's a, I think a Lego Academy, or there's an opportunity for us to do our elementary school. Have a, like a Lego competition where they build 21st, 22nd century training and education, gaming, you know, trying to gamify, simulations, things like that, that our kids, nowadays our kids are more tuned to techniques mm-hmm. that help them, like I said, with simulations and the hands-on virtual world, things right. like that. So,
well, for those listening who are unfamiliar with AIM and they want to learn more, where can they find it online?
They can go to Georgia AIM. That's GeorgiaAIM.org.
Okay.
And get all the information there. If you want us to reach out to you or reach out to your school, there's a, you know, there's a contact us button online, and we'll get back to you.
Okay. Miss Donna Ennis, she is the Associate Vice President. And she is with us today at the Women in Manufacturing of Georgia event. And I have a parting question for you, if I may, Donna. Mm-hmm. Why is the future of women in manufacturing important to you?
Wow, that's a great question. It is important because I want your listeners to look around the room, wherever they are, look around. Everything you see is made. Everything you touch is made, is a product. Everything. And I want to make sure that women are at the forefront of this industry. We're bringing manufacturing back to the United States. It's a burgeoning, it's an emerging industry. You know, we all know the history that it left 30, 40 years ago, but it's coming back. And I want to make sure that we're at the forefront.
Mm. And we will be, because we lead the charge.
Yes.
Tell me something that you're looking forward to this year.
I am looking forward to traveling this year and seeing what other people are doing. I'm going to Tanzania in March to see how, you know, for an economic summit. And I'm just looking forward to seeing how other people around the world are working, particularly in this space.
Thank you for joining us today and sharing your expertise.
All right.
Donna Ennis with Georgia AIM.